I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A problem of biblical proportion is munching its way across East Africa. The United Nations warns of regional famine as desert locusts devour and destroy, moving in swarms the size of major cities. More than 25 million people in the region already suffer from food shortages. Now, locusts are destroying their meager supply. Compassion International's Tewodros Gebremichael says,
the impact will be noticed upon them in the form of food price hike. Compassion works with the poorest of the poor. Most of them are highly vulnerable to any shocks happening in the country. So when this disaster is coupled with other types of disaster, the impact will be very huge.
Compassion works with local church partners to meet needs, all the while sharing Christ in word and deed. And Kenya is largely Christian, but many believers don't have access to Bibles. And even if they do, not all of them can read. Approximately 22% of Kenyans are illiterate, and that makes solar-powered audio Bibles invaluable, since people can listen to God's Word in their heart language. Kenya Hope sends teams to distribute solar-powered audio Bibles, and Joy Mueller with Kenya Hope says it's very emotional.
When we go into these villages, we give out hundreds of Bibles, and you know what? We're driving away every time with people still saying, I didn't get one. Where's mine? There's just literally thousands of people who don't have God's Word.
It doesn't take much to send an audio Bible to Kenya, just $38. And one audio Bible reaches 20 to 30 people since families and friends gather to listen. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.